February 13th, 1993. 3, 2, 1. Today I'm talking to Shirley Quident. This evening I'm talking to Shirley Commander Quident. Today I'm talking to Shirley Commander Quident. Shirley, can you tell us how long have you been away from Maniwaki now?
I left in June 90, so it's going to be 3 years in June.
And where are you now, and what are you doing over there, wherever you are?
Right now I'm living in Wequemekong, that's in Manitoulin Island, south of Sudbury, and I'm working as a community health nurse in the health center over there.
What's the population over on the Wequemekong Reserve?
The count is about 5,000, but on the reserve it's about 2,500 people.
What is the community like over there as compared to here?
There's a lot of, it's a big community and there's a lot of unemployment there. So it's just like, there's a lot of social problems. A lot of people, who have nothing to do for recreation or things like that. So I see a lot of people with social problems, and then in turn, you see a lot of people with a lot of health problems.
And, is that an isolated reserve, or is there a big city nearby?
It's 2 hours from Sudbury, but I would say it's isolated because a lot of people don't have vehicles to get out, and there's no bus service. The closest bus service is Little Current, which is half an hour away, but just to get to the town is really difficult for some people.
And like your job, the community health nurse, what do you do? Are you allowed to give needles, things like that?
Yeah, it's the same as here, except there's a little bit more treatment,
like,
because it's really hard for the people to get out. They're more strict over there with their transportation, a lot more strict.
Oh, I see. So they have a similar transportation like we do around here, things
like
that?
Yeah, but it's not so easy to go to the hospital. The people have to come to the health center first, and then they get referred out to the hospital, and then the medical trip is authorized from there.
How have you adjusted to living over there?
I almost turned around and came back.
Yeah.
When I got there at first, it was really hard. I guess maybe because seeing the social issues or it was hard at first, and I was really lonely for my family and friends, because when we first went there, we didn't even know anybody, and but we toughed it out, and we found new friends, and we became involved with different things in the community. There's not only social problems, there's a lot of good things too there.
It's a beautiful country in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
What about a house? Do you have a permanent house over there, or are you renting?
The housing is really poor.
Yeah.
It was really hard to get a house, but we were able to rent a house in the community, and people, you know, we were welcome there, as community members.
So there was no problem then. Now, as it is, you're adjusting well. And
no, but I wouldn't say the housing is good there. The seniors are having a hard time. There's overcrowding. The houses are poor. You know, they don't really, the band doesn't have enough money to renovate every house. The population is always growing.
Well, what about your plans in the future? Do you ever plan on coming back to Maniwaki?
I don't know what my plans. I just go year by year.
What about your husband, Tony? What's he doing out there?
Well, he was working with log buildings, the Wequemekong Log Building Company, for about a year. And then he got back into forestry, and now he's in firefighting with the Ministry of Natural Resources.
So that's pretty well permanent, seasonal.
Yeah. It was really hard for him to get a position, a full-time position in the community, because, of course, like all the other communities, the people hire their own people, or the leadership hire their own.
One final question, Shirley. What about schooling? Do you have any plans about continuing your education in your field?
Not really in the field, but I plan to continue learning new things. And one of the things that I'm really into right now is traditional health. There's a lot of traditional medicine people in Manitoulin Island, and I'm getting a lot of teachings there. And that's the kind of, I think that's the education that I'm going towards. I think that's really the main thing that we have to go back to for the people, for good health, for the people, not only physical, which is what I was doing all this time, but there's mental, emotional, and spiritual health too, and there has to be a balance in order for a person to be completely healthy.
So you have a good teacher over there, right? What Mrs. McGregor is...
No, it's Lillian Petawanakwit.
Lillian, yeah, that's right.
Petawanakwit.
That's right.
Yeah, and she's a really good teacher, and she teaches the medicine wheel, and it's I really highly recommend a lot of people being more aware of what that is, because it's a circle, and every person is like a medicine wheel, and every person is the center of that wheel, and we have to go to ourselves first to help ourselves before we can help anybody else around us.
What about the schooling over there? Like, do they have a school like here on the reserve?
Yeah, they have daycare. They have a junior school, which is like from grade 1 to 5, and then there's Pontiac School, which is a senior high school, junior high school, up to grade 8, and then the students end up going to West Bay, which is another half hour from thereafter.
After grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
Shirley, I'd like to thank you very much for taking your time and dropping in here at Tigwe, and just for letting me be nosy. I want to thank you once again. Miigwech, Shirley.
Okay, thanks. Hi. Oh, I can't hear anything. Hello, everybody. This is Shirley Kabanda Kwident, and I'd like to invite everybody to come to the Wequemecong Powwow this year in Manitoulin Island. It's the first long weekend in August. It's from July 30th to August 2nd, and everybody's welcome to look me up when they get there or call me before you come, and we'll make sure that you have a really good time at the Wequemecong Powwow. Thank you.
Except that if you roll a tooth in, it's going to make them sick.
While weight gain for animals fed coarse grain wasn't as great as those fed with the medium grind, the ones with the coarser feed did not get ill. Hironaka says the study scientifically confirms what the Lethbridge Research Station has been advising feed mills for several years. A coarse grind is best when all factors are considered. At Agriculture Canada, I'm Pamela Kern.